sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team, sitting here with Becky Ivins.
Well, good morning, everybody. How are you doing today, Mark?
I'm doing fantastic. And I'll answer for everybody else out there. They're doing great, too.
Okay.
They have to. They're listening to this.
There
right?
you go. What a good morning to listen.
That's it.
Well, we have a guest today.
We do.
One of my favorite realtors. We in the business do a lot of cross sales with other realtors. And it's important that you know the integrity of who you're working with, because you know the likelihood your transaction is going to close. Because some realtors pull against the transaction in order to kind of elevate themselves to a level of power that they think they can influence the transaction. And that really isn't our job. Our job is to do what our client asks us to do, so long as it's not illegal. And and anybody who's dealt with me kind of knows I don't do the illegal. So, but I do my very best to help agents, help buyers, help sellers, landlords, tenants, to just do what their goal is to accomplish. And one of the best ones I've ever had that I've worked with has been Jenny Whitten. And Jenny is here as a guest today. So
hi, everybody.
Yeah.
Good morning, Jenny. Great to have you with us this morning. So we're going to be talking about what we need to do to price a house to sell in today's market.
Good topic.
Yeah. And this is one that we have with sellers over and over again. We have with buyers over and over again. And, you know, I tell buyers and sellers, and if you've been a listener of this show, you've heard us say this before, it's not rocket science. Everybody kind of comes in with the same thought process. Every seller wants to sell for the most. Every buyer wants to buy for the least. If you can have an overlap of those two principles, you can have a sell. That's right. What happens.
Right.
If you never overlap, you don't have a sell. The seller needs to move on to a different buyer. The buyer needs to move on to a different seller. But hopefully we get to a place where the seller agrees with the price, the buyer agrees with the price, and that's when we have a sell.
Yeah. And, you know, a couple of years ago, we had a little oddity pop up in the market where there weren't enough houses on the market. And buyers found themselves paying way more for a house than they thought the house was actually worth. But if they're going to buy something, they had to pay the money.
Yeah.
And the wrinkle came in there with inspections. If you're paying, say you've got a $340,000 house that you end up paying $365,000 for because it's the only one out there and you need a house for your family to live in and it meets your needs, then what you have to do is you've got to pay more if you expect to purchase. However, when it comes time for inspections, buyers that pay what they feel like, what the buyer feels like is too much, they ask for too
they
many.
They want everything to be fixed.
They want it to be new, brand new, perfect home.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that doesn't work very well in the real marketplace because the buyer, there'll be another buyer out there for that seller in that scenario. Now, we flipped a little bit in our market, and now sellers aren't getting what they think their house is worth. So, again, sellers don't want to fix anything if they sell it for less than what they think it is a fair price for the property.
Right.
And no one likes your house as much as you do.
That's right.
Isn't that right?
That's a hard lesson to learn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And most people don't sell that many homes of their own in a lifetime to where by the time you kind of meet that learning curve, it's you kind of have done yourself in on too many deals.
That's right.
You know, so.
Well, think about it. I mean, you may buy a few houses in your 20s to 30s, but when you start hitting 40 and 50, you're in a home that you want to stay in for a while. And then you may have that last transaction when you're either downsizing or getting ready to possibly go to an assisted living or living with a family member. So those are the transactions that you're really looking at through your life. And that's why it's so important to understand what you're doing, have the representation that also understands what they're doing so they can guide you in the right direction.
Yeah. I'll never forget when I was ready to buy that family home that I expected to be in for a long time. I paid more for it than what anybody thought it was worth. Now, I come from a lot of building in my family, so I recognize the quality of house. It was not a Cracker Jack house.
Right.
It was a very solid, designed by an architect for himself. So it was faced the right direction for energy efficiency. It just had a lot of things. So to me, that was worth the extra money to do that. But, and also I knew that over time it would catch up with me, but buying for yourself and buying as an investment, two different things.
Totally different.
You work with a lot of investors purchasing properties,
right? A lot
of
investors. A lot of investors. And really their biggest thing is, are my numbers going to work for me? They don't care whether the patio faces east or west. Whereas if it's me buying a house, I want my patio facing east. They could care less about that. They want to know, what's my rent going to be, how much I'm going to make, if the mechanicals are good on the home. That is super important to them, because the last thing they want to do is purchase a property and then have the AC go out.
Oh, true. I bought a house recently in Florida. The very first thing that happened, the very first person that walked in said, "Hey, the AC doesn't work in here."
Of course.
I'm going, awesome. I mean, I'd had a home inspection. I knew it was older. But
right.
I wasn't thinking like within the first 6 hours I was going to need to replace an AC.
Well, but you know what? That brings up a good point, because a lot of these people want to turn around and they get upset. They want to blame the home inspector. And the home inspector can only guarantee what is working the day of the inspection. He cannot go in and promise you that it's going to live for three more years. And I think that's a lot that needs to be brought to people's attention when they're purchasing the home.
Do you remember back in the day? I'm old enough, I can say back in the day.
I have a feeling I know what you're going to say.
But the FHA roof inspection, a lot of the FHA appraisers would require a five-year roofing certificate from a licensed roofer to say that the roof, in all likelihood, mm-hmm. will remain watertight and protect the home for 5 years.
That's impossible. Not in Oklahoma.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, and that's that was an FHA requirement that they would do. So that was kind of interesting, I thought.
Well, I remember getting some of those roofing letters. I definitely do. Yeah.
Yeah. How could you guarantee that? I mean, and what would the guarantee mean? Because if somebody, those roofers that come through and go, yeah, it's going to be guaranteed for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you never know with the next windstorm, when we have 85 mile an hour straight winds.
Not here.
That come in. Exactly. Exactly. Let's talk about kind of the mistakes that are often made by sellers and by us in the realtor market that we overprice
absolutely
homes.
Man, amen. and I mean, I've been guilty of that. And sometimes you just need to get your foot in the door to get the right,
yeah,
I guess, feel of the market. It's one of those things where you lick your finger and hold it up in the air and see which way the wind's blowing.
Mm-hmm. Well, Becky, don't you remember during COVID, there were also times that right when it started getting crazy, you started questioning your pricing, because all of a sudden you had all these offers coming in.
Yeah.
And that goes back to the shortage. And I was like, what's going on? Am I doing something wrong? Oh, no, it was across the board where all those multiple offers came in, and we were not used to that.
So when we come back, we'll talk about, are we still getting multiple offers? Is there more houses on the market now? And what's exactly happening? We'll be right back right here on Oklahoma Real Estate On the Move. Ooh, uh-huh. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We're talking about keys to pricing your home to sell in today's market. So, Becky and Jenny, how do you talk to a person who wants to price $100,000 over? Let's not talk about like just $5,000 over the purchase price, seller's price. What do you do when a seller says, well, it says it's worth $350,000, but I really want $450,000?
Well, and I want you to get $450,000.
Well, good. We're on the same page.
We are on the same page. But let's take a little look at reality here. Nobody else has gotten near $450,000. Did I miss something about your house?
That's a great question.
Yeah. Did I miss, do you guys have a third floor?
Mm-hmm. No. We've thought about adding a third floor. Yeah, we don't have one.
Don't do that. Have you replaced your windows with like gelled windows or a higher dollar window? Do you have window replacements?
No window replacements, but they're really nice. They're in good shape, Becky.
Sure they are. And they're not
they're very beautiful.
Not very many of them are foggy either, right?
No, just two.
Okay. The garages. Now, I did miss that as I walked through the first time. I thought it was a two-car garage because there were two garage doors.
Mm.
But one of those is extra deep.
That's a really nice feature.
And has a door on the back of it, an overhead door to where you could actually
go out to the backyard.
Park a boat.
Yeah.
A long vehicle.
Yeah.
So that, and by the way, I did consider that in the pricing. We went over that,
really?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And now I know you've got a pool and it's salt water, nice, and it's been replastered. So tell me what I'm missing.
Well, I think you see it all.
Yeah. So I'm seeing what the market has. Let's plug this into our computer for a minute, Mark. If I plug in those features, say within this school district or within this square mile or mm-hmm. this neighborhood, however you want to define the area of this home, how likely am I to find a home that is a lot like yours?
Well, there's others. Yeah, there's others that are like similar.
Yeah. And how likely am I to find out? Do you think I might find as many as five on the market that are at least the same size of yours?
Could, probably.
Yeah. Well, they're right here. There's six of them.
Well, I see them now.
Yeah. And what are those listed at?
Well, I don't want to say.
Well, okay. they're listed. I look at two different things, an average list price for your competition and then an average sold price for your competition mm-hmm. with it. If you go back about 6 months and look at it, how many properties sold. Sometimes you go back further if you can't find enough comparables. But what the market's telling us about your house is that there are six of them who – that sold for under $400,000, and you're wanting $450,000, and the average of these has sold for $335,000 because there's that one that burned down and was rebuilt, and it sold for more money. It's the one that sold for the $399,000, but it was brand new and 200 square feet bigger. So you just have to compare.
Yeah.
You know, what's out there available, not just what has sold, but what's available on the market. What other properties are your potential buyers going to be looking at?
And boy, I encourage you, if you're a realtor listening to this radio, and we have a lot of realtors who listen to your show here, that listen to the way Becky asks questions instead of just making statements. And that is a critical part of being a great realtor, is asking questions.
Well, so long as your ears are open and we'll listen to the answers.
And studying, too. I get online. I will go through. If I have 50 homes that are on the market that are comparable, I will literally click on every picture to see what is perfect to go with this house.
Yeah, exactly. The conversation I have with sellers with this is every seller really is thinking about their house.
That's right.
Which is what they should be thinking about. Mm-hmm. It's what you should have in mind. But as your realtor, my mindset has to be not just on your house, but also on your competition.
Mm-hmm.
Because every buyer's not just looking at your house. They're looking at the 10 other houses that are for sale in the same school district or in the same neighborhood or same city or whatever area kind of marks this and goes, your house has to be the best at something for them to say yes to.
Well, because they'll just keep looking.
They will keep looking.
Right.
And it does need to meet their needs.
Right.
And meeting their needs and meeting your needs as a seller can't be, that has to go together. It's not all about price. Yeah, I can get you the 450 mark. Now, was 2035 or 2036 the year you wanted to sell?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, if you wait long enough.
It may eventually get there.
It might eventually get there for sure.
Yeah. And I know that there has been like this, we have seen this huge shift where prices have gone up in houses and a lot of people, it celebrates, it's a wonderful thing, but it's also how do you bring people back to a reality point of where things are actually selling?
And not to mention, has anybody started to see their appraisals come in low? I have.
Yep.
I know some coworkers that absolutely have seen this happen.
Yeah.
Well, because the prices have come down.
They have come down.
And not so drastic to the point of like a big recession or anything, but enough to where it make sellers struggle to sell for less than what they think their house is worth.
So I looked at the stats right before coming on. Last month, across the board, things in the Oklahoma metro market sold at 98% of asking price. Which is great. Now, comparatively, if you've been watching the market during the days when everybody was hot with low interest rates, it was set at 100%. There was times it was 101, 102% of purchase price was the average.
Right.
But we're not seeing like things have dropped off.
That's
dramatically.
And it kind of matters who sets that list price.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can go on our internet shopping makes it really easy for us to see how a lot of people have been scammed over the years, right?
Right.
I mean, because I can go out and look at the property and go, well, I think that's worth based on the data, based on the market, it's likely to sell for, let's just say, $385,000. Well, if I list it at $385,000 and the neighbor across the street who knows that just by reputation in the industry that I price things right, mm-hmm. is going to list theirs at $375,000 instead of $385,000, which will make it harder for you, Mr. Seller, to sell your house. But multiple offers still do happen, and we need to talk about that at length, the multiple offers. If your house is priced right, the closer you price your house to the actual ending price that it's going to sell for, the more you get for it. You can't come off of it, that room to play. Well, I'll have room to come
down
if I list it.
Well, and not to mention, how many times have you had a price reduction before it finally went under contract?
Right. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And what often is missed, and we'll talk about it after we're about to have a break here, but we'll talk about it, is price is not the only negotiation. We've touched on it. Mm-hmm. That you have to set yourself up for the repairs that need to be negotiated, the time frame, and the type of loan or the cash offer. All of those things are negotiation points, and it all matters that you have a game plan in place to be at the right spot to get the most out of the house you're selling. And we'll be right back with more right after this on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, here with Becky Ivins and our special guest, Jenny Whitten, broker friend of ours.
Yeah. You know, it might surprise a lot of people that a lot of realtors have realtor friends.
Shocker.
Yeah.
It is time for our word of the day. Our word of the day is brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing from a small repair to a complete replacement. Give them a call today at 405-728-3700. That's 405-728-3700. Our word of the day is home improvement. Home improvement, which at my home, it means something that is done by a professional, not by me.
Good. Good call, Mark.
So, I mean, home improvement, you know, defines referring to a building project that alters the structure of an existing home. And we're going to talk about what things actually add value to a home and what things people are a little surprised about. But I think we have a caller calling in that has used Robbins Roofing recently. Carla, are you on the phone with us?
Yes, I am.
Good morning.
Good morning to you too. I just wanted to call and say, you talk about trust. Hey, Robbins Roofing is really some guys and gals you can really trust. They came over, they finished my roof Wednesday. It's beautiful. Love it. Just did an excellent job. I would recommend them. They're very professional. Not one nail left. You know, sometimes when you have a roofer, you have nails left over. Not these guys. They were wonderful. I highly recommend Robbins Roofing.
We're so glad to hear that, Carla. Did you have hail or wind damage? I'm curious.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And they worked with me, and they're worked with my agent and got me all taken care of and got me a discount on my premium even. So I'm really happy about that.
We are too, Carla. Thank you so much for calling in and telling us about that. And if you've used Robbins Roofing, we'd love for you to call in and tell us about it. I've used them personally. I know Becky, you used them so many times it's hard to count.
I called in and I said, well, okay, I can describe the house to you. I can tell you about where it is. I can't recall the address. But just look under Becky Ivins, and my name ought to be associated with it. They just cackled and said, we got a few hundred of those. So,
all right, Becky, Jean, I got a question. So home improvement, one of the big things is roofing. So someone is about to sell their house. This last year, they put a new $25,000 roof.
And very easily a $40,000 roof.
Very easily. Shouldn't I be able to get $30,000 more for my house?
Well, Jenny, why don't you talk to me about this? There are certain things that are improvements, and there are other things that are repairs. And I went over this with my daughter recently and her house, and she said, well, I said, now when you add your pool and stuff, you've got to protect yourself against capital gain tax by making a note of everything you have added and improved your home with, and keep those records so that later when you sell your house, you can count those as expenses against it.
The depreciation value, that's
yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. However, they were like, well, I mean, we tore down fabric walls and put up wallpaper and we got the new light fixtures. And I said, did you put new light fixtures in to replace existing light fixtures? Well, yeah. I said, well, that is not something you can deduct. It has to be a replacement. Not a replacement, but an improvement. Mm-hmm. So when you replace replace your windows.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that may or may not be considered according to the IRS auditor. it might not qualify as a deduction, but a buyer might very easily see that as a home improvement. So home improvement in different theaters, as in like whether you're dealing with plans to build a house, whether you're adding on to a house, you're just updating to make it look pretty and easier to sell. I mean, so what do you see when you come to the home improvement line?
Well, I would see what we were talking about in the last segment, heat and air, and, you know, whether it died and you replace it. Is that going to add more value to your home now that it has a new AC unit? No. But is it going to make it easier for you to sell as an appeal? Yes. But you were not going to get more value from that appraiser just because you had to replace your AC unit. What I would consider an improvement is if the home was an older home, let's say in the historical district, it did not have central heat and air. It just had a window unit. And then you went in and installed the ducts, installed the central heat and air system. Now you have an improvement.
Boy, that's very well put.
Yeah. You know, I just went over this with, we just listed a home in El Reno. It was built in 1930. It is about 1,000 square feet, two bedrooms, two bath. And when we're over with the seller, there was kind of three categories of homes in El Reno with this. You have ones that are built in that age that haven't been touched, and they're priced way under $100,000. There's ones that are kind of in the middle range that have been improved, and then you have an upper range that they've, the difference is the upper range has added central heat and air.
That's right.
And so we separated into those three categories. And I said, which category does your house fit?
Well, and you know, this takes it back to some friends of mine. They are in the process of selling one of their homes right now. And they were looking at comps. And on the high side of the comps, every last one of these homes had completely remodeled kitchens, completely remodeled bathrooms. Whereas their home, I would say, would be in the middle because it's beautiful and they've improved on the flooring. And, of course, it has pretty paint. But it still had the original 1960s kitchen with the appliances in it. So there is a difference. You cannot go in and expect to get the highest price per foot that is around that market when you haven't done those things.
Yeah. Sometimes I play game better, worse, or same. So
that's right.
You pick up, you look at the picture, and you go,
right.
Is it compared to the property you're trying to sell, is this better, worse, or the same?
Well, and I think as a seller, you have to take yourself out of the picture and look as if you're the buyer.
Yeah.
Right. Boy, that's a very good thing. And the asking of the questions, Mark, that, of course, I drill that into everybody that has ever entered my office as a realtor. You know, it is, well.
Phrase that in a question.
Yes. Can you put that in the form of a question? I was shocked when I was not chosen to be the Jeopardy host.
Yeah, very, very much so. What is the biggest home improvements that you guys see from sellers that they're surprised it doesn't really add that much value? We've talked about two, which is roof and HVAC systems. Is there others that kind of sellers are surprised that it doesn't really
probably
add?
Probably paint.
Yeah.
I would say paint.
They think it adds an awful lot to paint something, doesn't
it? But it sure does help it look clean.
Yes, it does, for sure. And windows is something to where sometimes homeowners can really overpay for windows, and it ends up that they're not going to get their money back out of that.
And I think things that are personal enjoyment things like pools,
yes,
especially hot tubs,
right?
You know, and above ground pools,
yeah, because those are pricey now.
Yeah,
you could spend thousands of dollars on an above ground pool, and they're very surprised
that it's personal property to start with.
Yes, exactly. And that they do not get that money back.
Yeah. That is one that I think surprises that appraisers give zero to above ground pools because they are considered personal property.
And sometimes there is a subtraction level if that above ground pool does not work.
That's right.
if it doesn't work properly, it is a negative against the property.
Well, because they're making adjustments.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. These are all the things. And we'll be back with more right here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Our special guest is Jenny Whitten, broker extraordinaire, and it is time for our smoking hot deal.
Hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot. Oh, low.
Our smoking hot deal is brought to you by Casa Perico Mexican Grill, located on the southwest corner of 122nd and Penn, on 63rd just west of Meridian at 505 East Main Street in Yukon, and on May Avenue just north of Hefner Road.
That's my personal favorite.
Is the one on
the May Avenue.
May Avenue one.
Yeah.
The patio there is my favorite. Yeah. Like, I love the patio area.
They have an east patio,
yeah,
which is great for the gorgeous evening.
Yeah.
The cool margarita. Little flauta here and there.
It is delicious. So our smoking hot deal today, Becky, we have a new price on a home that we've had for sale.
A tempting price.
It is a tempting. It's beautiful.
This house is actually on a private road, but is located near like Hefner and Cemetery Road. And you've seen this house, Jenny.
I have been in that house.
Yeah. And it is a house that was custom built. And when I say custom built, I mean, it's not a cookie cutter house,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, they had it designed to entertain. The owner of that was very interesting, wasn't he?
Yes.
He is the sweetest guy, kind of bonded with Jenny and her parents, who had lots of common stories, Air Force officers.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, neat.
Yeah, yeah. This one, I just clicked off on it, Mark, so yeah. I don't have a clue.
Three bedrooms, three baths, about 3,600 square feet, slightly over. Wonderful little front porch. Not little at all. Big front porch.
It's like 600 or some feet.
Yeah, it reminds me of a southern home like type front porch.
And it looks out. It's kind of the wraparound porch, mm-hmm, style. And yeah, you look out onto the acreage and,
yep,
the long winding driveway coming up.
Yep.
To the property. This one does have a four-car garage, so it's a big garage.
Large garage, and has a fenced-in pool within the back. It is really built like for entertaining. I think that's what it was probably designed in mind for. The double front doors open up. The double back doors open up.
Yeah.
So that it has kind of this, if you were hosting something, you could host it from the front. The carriages could pull up to the front of it and come through.
You know, did you notice the little quarter bath that this house has? You know, people say half bath. They'll say three quarters of a bath, a full bath. This one has a quarter of a bath. Do you know what that is?
No, what's a quarter of a bath?
Jenny, have you ever sold
one? Is it the toilet out by the pool?
It is. There is a toilet sitting right on top of the sewer line and connected to it.
I actually think it's a genius idea that he has done, and it's a beautiful pool. And what I think is absolutely the shining star of this property is the elevation. It's incredible. Yeah. The views are really, really pretty.
Well, this is sitting in one of the highest spots. You can see Edmond. You can see Oklahoma City from this property. The skyline. It's really very incredible property.
And if you want to see it for yourself, you can go to BeckyIvins.com, click on search listings. You will see it right there. And it is priced at
$722,000. And this is on slightly
land.
More than 5 acres.
Yeah.
Now, we have someone who owns adjoining acreage that would consider selling that acreage to you. They're not going to give it away because it's out there in Bob Funk country,
yeah,
where everybody has big, almost estates out in that area. But if you've worked hard, you want an entertainment house,
yeah,
you're a pastor that has parties at your house for your church, this is a fabulous home. This is a home I would buy.
It's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Yep. So if that's, you can go to BeckyEvans.com, click on, that's our Smoking Hot Deal, brought to you by Casa Perico.
Okay. And, you know, take us back to where we started.
Yeah, so talking about pricing, we've talked about pricing it too high. We've talked about home improvements and those considering. Now, one of the things that, how do you talk to sellers about the feedback that they're getting from people who see their house? One of the things that we ask people when who have viewed it is, do you think it's priced right? Do you think it's overpriced? Do you think it's underpriced?
That's right.
Yeah. And sometimes some of our questions get a little bit creative. We'll give a drop-down menu for how you can answer this, like the overall atmosphere of the house or something like that. And it's one of the selections can be, get a room freshener. If the property stinks, take care of that stink. By the way, Tim Fain, I cannot say enough about exceptional floor care.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
They are odor experts. So if you have anybody who needs an odor taken out of their house.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
Fantastic.
I'm going to have to get his information.
Yes. How do you find that information, Mark?
You can go to BeckyEvans.com, click on Becky's Favorites. Tim Fain and Exceptional is right there.
Yeah, very good. And so, in fact, what does someone pay to be on there? We get a couple calls a week asking, how do I get on Becky's Favorite list?
$1 million.
I can't be bought, but maybe I should reconsider that.
No. People do not pay to get on that. It means that Becky and our team has used you and you've provided great service for our clients.
You've not stolen anything.
We can trust
from them,
which is fantastic.
That's a big part of it.
Yeah. And you show up on time, you respect the property, you charge a fair price, and you are a true professional at what you do.
Yeah.
You do what you say you're going to do.
Yeah.
I love it.
For sure. I've got a plumber that takes a picture of everything.
Oh my gosh. I love Eric.
The plumber. And I forgot what, maybe that's the name of his company.
It's Eric's Plumbing.
Eric's Plumbing.
Yeah, that's it. It's like, this is not complicated. It's Eric's Plumbing.
You go. And he is excellent. He worked for one of our favorites for about 10 years. And then that favorite kind of changed, their business got blown away, Waterworks Plumbing. And they went commercial when they reopened and built. So he went out and started his own company.
That?
Yeah. It's back the El Reno tornado.
Yeah.
That was, I can tell you a funny story. It'll be quick. On that one, we'd sold the property for some people that were repeat clients of ours a few times. And there was a 2 days before closing, there was a controversy as to what the buyers wanted the seller to tear down a barn.
Okay.
Because it was not sturdy and they wanted it hauled off the property. Well, of course, that cost money and the sellers didn't want to do that. They'd already negotiated their deal. They tried to negotiate this as a repair. Well, we were still just hoping people would close by the time we got to closing. Till the night before, we get to closing and I'm going, hey, what ever happened on the, you guys were going to talk to each other, whatever happened with that barn? And he goes, well, the tornado picked it up and took it away.
We didn't have to worry about it after that.
And that's the truth. I mean, they didn't touch one other thing on the property. It picked up this barn, and they said, we really don't even know where it was dropped. There's not a sign of it anywhere.
You just tore shreds.
I said, yeah, there you go. There's a real.
Oh, man.
There's.
Few positive things come from
there. You go for sure. So anyway, but when your realtor gives you a feedback, you need to open your ears, your eyes, all your senses, and pay attention, because the realtor's not there to insult you about your property.
That's right.
They are not there to try to talk you down on your price. Mm-hmm. They're there to help you sell your house for as much money as you can possibly get.
Well, and I think they forget, too, that we want them to get there as much as we possibly can for their home. And they need to remember we're doing everything we can to get you where you want to be. Right. It's the name of the game.
Right. So ignoring feedback is, you know, well, not wise.
It ends up making a house just sit on the market.
Which is never a good thing.
Yeah.
Never.
And, I mean, the two things that buyers always ask is what's the price mm-hmm. and how long has it been for sale?
What's wrong with it?
Yep. Exactly. If it's been sitting there too long, they're going to come in with a lower offer.
Jenny, we want to continue this conversation, so that we're hoping that we can continue it with you coming back next week. Is that okay?
I would love to be here.
Okay, awesome.
Thanks for being with us here on Oklahoma Real Estate On the Move.
Jim Ivins, sing us out.
May each day in the week be a good day. May the Lord always watch over you. And may all of your hopes turn to wishes. And may all of your wishes come true. May each day